Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you'll make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and once again, for the 1,214th time. Actually, it's really not that long, but it is.
Whoa, oh, what's that?
You got a fan.
Yeah, I know. I heard it, too. 244-9234-244-WBDG. Get it when you can fit in on the big show. Glad to be back on the airways. The kids took over the airways last week, and I'm so glad they did. They did some awesome things. We're going to talk a little bit about that and some more stuff and things, too. Should have a guest in today. And y'all know, y'all already know, if my guest shows up, we have a good time. My guest don't show up, I still have a good time. We're going to, you know, pass on some news you can use. And as always, here on Giant 90.9 School Talk, I welcome my producer. It's still Zach. It's still Zach. Man, Zach next year, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Mr. John Easter, station
manager.
A teacher extraordinaire.
Yeah, speaking of past guests, congratulations to Counselor Marilyn Feaster,
who won the
Counselor of the Year.
Hey, push your magic button.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's good. I never heard that part before.
Counselor Feaster has been a long time friend of the program.
Yeah, if you listen, call in and say hi. I don't care. No, you don't need a topic. Congratulations.
That's right.
Yeah, she does great things. And she does. I mean, she works.
The job fair and everything else. Yep, she does a great job.
She does what she's supposed to do, you know. Regardless of her political party, she does. She's a public servant. That's what you're supposed
Absolutely.
To do. You're supposed to serve. Give me coffee and stuff. No.
That's what
Zach does.
That's what Zach does.
Zach got my vote.
Guilty as charged.
As George would say.
Well, you got my vote. I don't know. I wasn't ready.
Yeah. Okay, as George
I got to get ready.
We met George.
You got my vote.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
You got me now.
I really enjoyed meeting him, though.
Yeah, you got to meet George W. Bush.
That was pretty cool.
Interesting. You
know, in Washington, D.C.
And you got to touch Barack Obama on the shoulder and make the Secret Service nervous.
Yep.
And that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. But he was cool to meet. I mean, I'm serious. He was cool to meet, you know. And, I mean, I tell you, he was a funny guy. He is a funny guy to me. He probably still is a funny guy. Probably making his wife go crazy. Good job, George. Are you cracking these jokes you got going? Well, you know, I had a job.
I think George is just happy with being retired.
I can, you know,
a lot of times presidents, like Bill Clinton, it wasn't his thing. He had to go do other things. Jimmy Carter is still building.
Yeah.
I mean, man's got cancer, and he's still out there building houses for Habitat for Humanity. But you know, sometimes, like with Bush, I think he just decided, I won't retire.
On my ranch.
Yeah.
I bet he's on the ranch, too.
And HW, too, for the most part.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Although he did work with Bill Clinton on some initiatives, which was ironic.
Yeah. I guess when you bury the hatchet and you say, well, I did my time as president, you know, fought my political wars, you know, and did what I could for the country based on how I felt and my convictions. And you look back, I didn't do pretty bad. I didn't do all I want to do, but I got some things accomplished. You know, I'm just going to live my life. And
I think it depends, too, on your age when you come out.
Yeah.
Because, both the Bushes were a little older when they came out. Right. I know. President W. Bush didn't, George W. Bush didn't look that old,
no.
But he was.
Yeah.
He's late 60s, I think, mid 60s.
Good.
But, you know, when President Clinton came out, he's still a relatively young man in the 50s.
Exactly.
And President Obama's going to be the same way. Yep. President Carter was that way.
Mm-hmm. So, that was good medical, too. have a doctor in your hip pocket.
Even, you know, I know people have mixed feelings on President Nixon, rightly mm-hmm. so, but he did some things after he resigned from office. So mm-hmm. President mm-hmm. Ford did as well.
Yeah. That wasn't on topic. I don't know how we got there.
We did. But we just kind of smorgasbord around. I think we were started talking about politics.
Yeah. Speaking of politics.
We started talking about George.
Well, yeah.
And politics and maybe some Georges out there. What's going on with the...
with that thing right there?
Maybe George is doing something.
School Talk with Emerson, Fridays at 7 a.m. Replays Sundays at 2 p.m. This week's guest is Miss Kathy Hicks Brooks.
Hope so.
Yeah. The BD Media Specialist.
I bet she's working hard too.
She's on the way.
There she is.
I bet she works so hard. They'll never let her. They never let her out of there.
No.
You know, I got to talk to the principal. But let her come out once in a while.
The Indy Family Foundation Street Festival on Main Street in Speedway is tonight from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. It'll just be a great time.
Hey.
Way to spend some great time with your family. So
that'll work.
And lastly, but not the least, by any means. Thank you so much to all listeners. The 50-50 Marathon was an amazing success.
Hootie-hoo!
Stay tuned for details about the WBDG 51-51 Marathon.
And before I go, I want to mention next Saturday, I forgot to put it up, is the Relay for Life here in Wayne Township. It'll be at the Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. It's a week from Saturday coming up on over there at Chapel Hill. It's 12 hours of fighting back against cancer. Everyone has been affected in some way by cancer. I know our own Emerson Allen, mm-hmm. he just had his fight with it, but he's doing well, thank God.
Beat that sucker
that's
up.
That's him beating it right there. My mom was a breast cancer survivor before she passed from some complications, Parkinson's and other things. But it's affected my aunt, it's affected my cousin. You know, cancer is just an awful thing. So we're trying to fight back against it, trying to raise $30,000 here in Wayne to fight cancer. So if you're interested, go to the website, relayforlife.org, I believe it is, and look up our event coming up next weekend. I forgot to put that up there. But it'll be going up after the show.
Cool. That'll be May 21st.
I'm going to move because your guest is here.
Hey.
Yeah, she doesn't have the face for radio like me. So
yeah, she is beautiful.
She's got the face for TV.
She beautiful. and what else on the was that been the or from the big board to books in the studio live and direct from the media center. Ben Davis has by the way of. I'll tell you her hometown later. She's in the studio, folks. Kathy Hicks Brooks, how are you doing? But first, push the magic button.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. High five again. Yeah. What's up, lady? What's up, Teach? What's up, entrepreneur? All that good stuff. I mean, you just got it going on all over faith, doing business and stuff, doing what you love and dealing with these crazy kids and stuff. I love the kids and in the library with education and stuff. Wow, wee! How
God.
You doing?
I'm doing just great.
The first time on my show.
Second time, actually.
I'm getting old. Put the microphone closer to you. So, okay. Yeah.
Is this good?
She's the head media specialist here at Ben Davis High School. She has two teenage sons, and she holds a National Board of Certification in Library Media, but she does much, much, much more. I read a quote from somewhere. I wonder if it was this your quote. It does no good to have your beautiful media center, up-to-date collections and computers capable of handling gigabytes of information if no one uses it. Is that one of your quotes?
Yeah, I think it is. It's from a paper I wrote.
Yeah. And I know one thing. So I think I followed a quote up what I said. It's one thing that you... have done. You come to my library, you're gonna read.
That's right.
You're gonna read. So how? And people say people always have a certain stereotype or certain attitude or vision of a librarian. is somebody standing real stern, like glasses down to the nose. Be quiet. Be quiet. Don't talk. Be quiet. Quiet. You know. How'd you get involved in the, being a, is a librarian a title?
Well, I think that's the that's commercial
old school. That's
vision.
Old school, isn't it? That's kind of like old
TV
school.
TV version. Yeah.
Because you run that, we run that media center, though.
Well, I've always had a love for books, and I really didn't plan on becoming a librarian. Mm-hmm. It's just that when I graduated from my last degree, my EDS at Indiana State.
Mm-hmm. My hometown Terre Haute.
Yeah. I got on the day of graduation, I got on the elevator with one of my professors, and he said, so, today is graduation. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I had just passed a poster about IU Bloomington Library School. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, I'm going to IU Bloomington Library School. I just made that up. Oh. And his next sentence changed the trajectory of my life. He mm-hmm. said, oh, you'll never get in there. They're ranked number 2 in the nation. So, you know, that made me go. I went right back to my dorm room, mm-hmm. and I called, and they accepted me right over the phone. At that time, it was just a one committee person.
Right, right.
And I had straight A's, so I don't know why I thought I wouldn't be accepted.
Straight
A's,
that's awesome.
I did in that program. And so I was like, he's like, yes, come on, just fill out the application, and you're in. And I moved to IU Bloomington, and the rest is history, because I loved every moment of that program.
Can you go back, how far can you go back to the point of time when you really started liking to read?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did your parents read to you?
I won't say my parents read to me, but I will say I had a brother that was very mischievous. Mm-hmm. And every time we got in trouble or he got in trouble and I followed him, we had to go to the library, get a stack of books, and write reports for my mom. Mm-hmm. And so my brother hated it. But I loved it because I was, you know, a loner anyway. So I started loving books. So even after she stopped doing that, I kept going to the library getting more and more books. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started. And books just took me everywhere. Places I couldn't travel to, the books would take me. So.
And that's one thing about a book. And I must admit, I'll be honest. I don't think I ever read a book all the way through.
Oh.
I'm a kind of a reader. I read for information and knowledge mm-hmm. and read what I have to read and then I put it down. I know I'm missing out on a lot of stuff.
Well, let me tell you this. I'm glad you said that because there's certain moments in my career that have really, you know, just made my hair stand on ends. And one was a couple months ago, and this young Hispanic boy came into the library and he said, Miss Brooks, I don't even recognize him because I give kids books whenever they ask. He mm-hmm. said, that book you recommended was the first book I read cover to cover. I've never finished a book before. Do you have another one like that? I can't even say it without tearing up. Because those are the kind of things that makes me excited. Yeah. Those are the things that make me want to put on my clothes and come to work every day. Mm-hmm. When I can take a kid who does not read, and now they love reading. And he loved it. He read the whole trilogy, okay? He did. He did. So
I do know when you read a book, you kind of like have an out-of-body experience because you kind of like, you get into the characters. Mm-hmm. You can actually visualize yourself being one of the characters. And when you're off in your own quiet space and your own little world reading something, I mean, and learning at the same time and entertaining yourself at the same time and learning at the same time, I know it's awesome. I know it is an awesome feeling. So I do encourage folks to read.
Right.
Especially those books that have adventures and stuff like that.
But you might be surprised to know I'm more like you. Now, for my job at Ben Davis, I read young adult and fiction. Mm-hmm. But my favorite genre is biographies, and I like to learn something. I rarely read fiction outside of what I'm doing for the job. Mm-hmm. I read mostly biographies, and I've read everyone from presidents to any president, any person that's famous, any person that scrubbed the floor and wrote a book, and they send it to me, I will read it. I love biographies. So if I'm at home and have nothing to do, I'm probably reading. Right now, I'm reading Tommy Mottola's book that I got from the Hatchet book sale 2 years ago because I got a stack of these books. They were $1 at that sale. And so I'm reading his book, and I stayed up to 3 o'clock reading that book last night. It was so good. But that's the genre I really like to read. So I want to learn. I'm always trying to learn something new. And to me, I want kids to mm-hmm. read fiction because I know that'll get them reading.
Right.
But eventually, I try to move them on to things that they should know about the world. And and I love learning about the world we live in. So
because it's always changing. The world is constantly changing. As we sit here, the world's changing.
It's
not the same. I'm not in Kansas anymore. You know? I whole guy. I'm not things like I'm 61, so I'm a little older than both of y'all, you youngsters out here, and it's like this I'm living a different time.
We are, and if you don't know what's going on around you, or how history has made a path for us, mm-hmm. you may repeat it. So, you know, I read everything from every angle. I'll read this, the left, and then I'll read the right, and then I'll read somebody who's in the middle on the same topic, just so I can have a good knowledge of, you know, what I'm reading. And
how many years in education? How many years have you been
doing this? 16.5 as of June 3rd when I now,
are you retiring anytime soon?
Yes, that's my last day, June 3rd.
Of this year.
Let me see.
Should I cry or should I push the magic button? I'll push the magic button because that's an accomplishment.
Well, I'm not
playing. I'll play the crying song. Now I'll play old anxiety. Oh, my God. No. You can't leave. No. Yeah. Oh, push.
Well, you remember I told you the reason why I went to libraries because of that professor.
Right.
Well, I had a whole nother way that I was going with my life. I was going to be an entertainment attorney, and mm-hmm. I was going to manage all these stars and everything. And, well, now I'm going to do it for librarians and authors. So I did start a nonprofit to work with. So I'm going to do the actual thing that I had started before I got on that elevator.
Beautiful.
You know, I did 16.5 years or something because somebody said I couldn't do it. Now I want to take 1 year off and do my art and get my nonprofit going. But then after that, you know, I just want to see where it leads me, you know. I want to do something for me. My kids are grown. They've gone through college. And now it's about me.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And sometimes you got to do things for you because you've been doing things for the youth. Jury Club here locally.
Yes.
Tell me more about that. How'd you start that?
Well, I started that because
that's one of your passions.
It is. But, you know, it's funny because I never could draw, cut, paste. Tape and paste do not like me to this day. And so I was never creative in art classes. I never did well in art. And so my kids would get ready to go off to college. My last son was going mm-hmm. to DePaul. And I was like, I'm going to be home with the dog and the cat. What am I going to do? So somebody said, well, why don't you get a hobby? So I decided Michael's had a make it, take it class one day. Mm-hmm. And I took it. Oh, my God, I couldn't believe I made this beautiful necklace, the same one everybody else made. I went back the next day and bought $300 worth of stuff out of their store, even though the make it, take it was free. It
cost they me love free. Seeing you come.
Yes, and the rest is history. That was about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and now every week I try to learn a new medium of either turning ink pens or making jewelry. Mm-hmm. And so I challenged myself to do something new every night. And now it has started to blossom into a business. And so, you know, I do shows. I'm going to try to do 25 this coming year. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be doing shows. I just got accepted to my first juried art show.
Hey,
so
magic.
I'm very happy with that. So now I feel like a real artist. But but that's how I got into it. So then the girls would come in my office, and I would always bring my jewelry to show mm-hmm. the kids what I made. And so we started a jewelry club about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And through some of those kids have graduated and gone on and done great things. But we had fun, and I gave them a skill that they could use in the dorm. I mean, you know, sell earrings, you know. Right. If you need some extra money, that's, you know, a nice skill to have, and it's not very hard.
How'd you start the Battle of the Books?
Now, the Battle of the Books, I was doing in Gary, in my my hometown. I was doing in the elementary level, mm-hmm. and never could get a winner, never could win. There was one librarian, kind of like Katie Smith, that was here, that read every book on every list. And I just can't read every book on every list. And so I would always come in second. So I said, so my son had said, Ma, if you ever get to my school, I'm going to be a Battle of Books team, and I'm going to get you a winner. Because he was my reader, my oldest son, Willie. Okay, Willie's team did not win at all. So Tim's team, Tim is not a reader. His team won. I'm like, how does that happen? But anyway, I had promised him if I ever got to his school, I would have a Battle of the Books team so that he could win for me. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen, but I love the team. And then we won like 3 years in a row. And then last year, I gave it up so somebody else could really win, because it was getting to the point we were winning every year. And people didn't want to speak to me on the street. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That's a battle of books, lady. They're always winning.
That's Ben Davis, y'all.
Yeah. People were like, oh, my God. My personal friends were telling me, somebody say you all are cheating or something. I said, how can we cheat? You know, they read, and I help them read, you know. So, but it's fun. And this year, I think Cathedral won. Okay. And so we didn't participate this year, but this is their second year winning. And so, and
during your years here at Ben Davis High School, I know a lot of unexpected things happened in the library.
Oh, yeah.
In a second, just thinking, what could you say would be probably the most unexpected thing? I know that one youth that came in and said he wanted to read a book, and he read a book. Now he's reading books. That was awesome. But
yeah, because
kids always do some amazing things. And one thing I like about our youth here, like I said, I'm 61. They help me stay young.
Yeah.
Because I never know what they're thinking, but if I find out what they're thinking is so awesome, then I feed off of it, off of their dreams and aspirations, because I see the real world. Then I see this young mind wants to go out. Then I meet them after they graduate, and they turn into young adults. I meet them when they turn to fathers and mothers. Now they got jobs. Now they make more money than me. I said, hey, can a brother get a loan? So you see all that as you blessed with opportunity to keep on living. But to say that, what was maybe one of the most unexpected things you see a student did, something you saw in the library?
I just think that I could read a book, and a student could read a book, and we can have a total different interpretation of a book. And then I start looking at their interpretation. Sometimes theirs is on point, and I miss something along the way. I'm like, oh, I don't remember that part. I think it's age. You don't remember everything anymore. But just the fact that, you know, teenagers would, you know, give up their time to read some of the books that I suggest and come back and discuss them with me. Also, the Legos, you know, the kids that love to do the Legos, and I can't do a Lego to save my life. And we have some beautiful masterpieces. If you come by the library, you'll see. We have some Star Wars ships and things that they built. And I have this one kid, Adam, what is Adam's last name? Bracken. Mm-hmm. And he comes every day, you got a new one for me? You got a new one? And I'm like, I don't have any more. So then another kid will say, I'm going to start this one. Never finish. So I say, Adam, can you finish that one? So he finishes all the ones that the kids start. So that's fun for me. The 3D printer, I had never really heard of. Mm-hmm. We got one in the library. And so kids come in, make phone cases. They can make whatever they want on their lunch hour, if this machine is up and running. Mm-hmm. And so those kind of things have surprised me, that libraries around the country have transformed into a place where you can not only read books, but you can create. And that's hopefully the legacy I'm leaving. I am leaving a color printer for the library. I wrote a grant, and that's one thing we haven't had in like 7 years is a color printer. So I wrote a grant.
Push it. Giving back, y'all.
I tell everybody it's going to be called the Kathy Hicks Brooks color printer. No, just kidding. But anyway, it should be here any day
now. A picture
now.
Of her with her picture, and then under the picture, big old brass name.
Yeah, so that's my awesome legacy. This Saturday, I'm taking a group, my last trip. I don't know if you're aware, I've been taking literary trips since I've been here. We went to Book Expo in New York 1 year with a group of teachers. We've been to Printers Row Book Fair a couple times. And this Saturday, we're going to BookCon. Okay. And so there's like 44 people.
BookCon.
Teachers and librarians are going with us. And then next Thursday will be my last author visit, which is great because he's my favorite author. He wrote A Child Called It. His name is Dave Pelzer. I wrote a grant to get him to myself and Diane Rogers at the Ninth Grade Center. We went in together to bring him here, and it was a lot to bring him here. Right. So he'll be here next Thursday. And a lot of kids read this book without any teacher prompting them. This is the most stolen book in my library. And I think because they read it at 6th or 7th grade, and then they have to write a paper in high school, so they'll say, where's that book? So they don't have to read it again. Sometimes they think we don't know, but I know. But it is a really it's a horrible story. It's about child abuse. And he went through some horrific things. And I love Rags to Riches stories, so that's probably what attracted me to that book. But I'm ending my career on that author visit, so I'm really, really excited.
That's awesome.
And it was like $10,000 just to bring them. So So we
thank God for grants.
CICF. I got to give a shout out to CICF because they've given me so much money over the last 9 years to not only buy books, but to actually innovate the library. And, you know, so I have to give them a shout out because, yeah, they brought him too.
Speaking of, maybe not a shout out, but you mentioned the word Legos. Now, and I heard it was interesting. I was listening to Megan Fox on Fox News, or Megan Kelly on Fox News, and she had a Donald Trump's son was on there talking about something. But he mentioned when he was a child, he played with Legos. And then I started thinking about, well, Legos, you build stuff.
Right.
And my grandson used to play with Legos, and he would build dinosaurs. And they looked like dinosaurs, but made out of Legos. And he built every dinosaur that was out there, he knew the name, and he could build it. And what's this with Legos?
Well, it's just a way for kids to create. And, you know, I don't know. I've never done a Lego in my life and probably couldn't put one together. But I see a need for, you know, there's kids that just don't want to go in the cafeteria. So they need a quiet spot and they need to be doing something with their hands. And so we not only have Legos, but we have puzzles too. And so, but the Legos, they seem to love. They really do. And the kids love seeing them around the library. So I hope next year they continue the Legos because I'm going to leave them, you know, so.
And I said that because here is a millionaire's son on national TV talking about Legos and how they helped him with his career of building buildings. Because I can imagine now when you're young and let's say you want to go in construction and you're constructing these tall buildings and small buildings and out of Legos to feed your dream, your aspirations of your ideals of what you want to do when you get older. And that is awesome when I think about it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because so many of our young people are doing doing just the opposite. They're not doing anything to stimulate their mind positively, and that's so sad.
Yeah,
you know, and that just makes me so sad. We're not, you know, with all this mind matter these young people have, all these access to opportunities that they have, and they're not using what's out there. It's just so sad. So go get you knuckleheads, go get some Legos. I know a millionaire kid whose daddy's trying to be the president who played with Legos. He's talking about as a grown adult. Yeah. There's something about Legos. Go get some.
Well, they have Lego conventions. Like the Mall of America. I don't know if you've been there or not, but they have a whole room with the way you could drop your kids off, pay for their daycare service, and they can build Legos all day long. So it is a big thing for people who like that. But
well, speaking of big things, this is your last year at Ben Davis High School as a member of staff. I know they'll probably still see you again because you'll be out there in the field doing all this great stuff. You know, you got some big shoes to fill. I said that. So I don't know who's coming up behind you, but I know you're leaving a lot of notes and stuff. And
Shannon Rose will be the librarian at Ben Davis. And I think the last 2 weeks she and I are going to get together. The librarian before me, Pam Bacon, was really good, and she left me a lot of good, you know, starting points. But hopefully, you know, Shannon will, you know, start her own vision, you know, and take what I have and add to it and develop some wonderful things because the school is changing. And so, you know, I wish her all the luck.
Well, we wish you all the luck as you retire and go to. Now, I heard about retirement, though. You work harder in retirement than you did when.
I am doing early retirement, so I do plan on working for at least 8 more years. Yeah. Whether it's 8.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whether it's my nonprofit, whether it's my jewelry and pens, or I think if I ever go back to the library, though, it will be elementary. Yeah. I started in elementary, and I think I should do 1 more year in elementary near the end. So I love the little kids because you can read them a book, and their eyes are just in amazement. Yeah. They can't wait till you turn the page, and you just can, you know, see the results right then and there. So I think I'm going to do at least 1 more year. I don't know where, but sometime in the future, I will probably go to an elementary school and work and do 1 more year.
The folks in crime fighting, law enforcement always say
criminal justice
always say we need to get to young people while they're young.
Yeah,
and we, like I said, get them building those Legos while they're little, understand what they're doing, and maybe when I grow older, I want to have big buildings and stuff, you know, and build shopping centers like, you know, like Simon and Simon Properties, you know, just. think about it while you're young and cultivate that dream. And
yeah, I love the little kids. And I've worked in every level. I just realized, except for ninth grade. I've never worked with ninth grade students. I've done K through 6, K through 8, and then 10 through 12. And I've never done ninth, but I'm still just going to do elementary.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, so, but right now I just want to take a year off. There's a lot of things that I want to travel with my jewelry that I wasn't able to do, working every day and some other things. And then with the nonprofit, I will be connecting librarians and authors together. We'll be doing some trips. The way the nonprofit is, we will provide the funding for any school in the country can call us and say, we would like an author to visit our school. And so what I'll be doing is trying to get donors to give us the money to give them the money go to that school. And so I have like 800 authors that have said, we like your idea. And I have 500 librarians that have already signed up and said, we want an author in the next 2 years. So right now I'm going through all those applications and trying to figure out, I have a board of directors, so I have to figure out how to do this because we're still waiting on our 501c3.
Right.
So in the meantime, the donors will pay the school directly. So we'll say this school would like an author. So the first year we're not going to make any money or anything. We won't get paid, none of us.
Right.
But we just want the donors to say, yes, we will provide that author for that school. So starting June 4th, we will be starting our fundraising effort to raise the money so that eventually all schools that want an author can have one. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you have kids that cannot read or are not interested in reading, bringing an author to that school, it doesn't even matter if it's their first book. Just bringing an author to that school will change. Those kids will be reading those books and books just like it for the next 6 to 8 months, you know? And it's no other way to stimulate reading than bringing an author. And so that is one of the things I want to do, is make sure anybody, that any school that wants one, can have one. So every day I check my email, there's an author saying, we want to be involved, or there's a librarian, please, we want one for our school. And I mean, every state I have people saying, librarians saying that they want an author. And so,
awesome. Well, folks, you heard it here, because that means we will be hearing from her and seeing her again, all in your books, because it's books.
I knew you was going
to
say that.
I got to do it. And for young folks, if you see her in the hallway, or if you're in the hallway, you find yourself tired of waiting for lunch, go to the library.
Yeah.
Go to Media Stadium. Play with some Legos. Build something. Learn something. Read a book. Have some fun. Oh, man, because we're going to have some fun with this young lady as she retires, and then she comes out with this nonprofit and just helping teachers and giving back. That's what it's all about. High five. Folks, that's going to do it for me. I'm going to send Kathy Hook's books back. Go to the library. I'm going to send it to the Media Center.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you for what you do for our young people. Thank you for your service.
Okay.
All right, just awesome. Man, push that magic button. I'm not just awesome. Yeah. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Put the headphone back on. Because to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the one to hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copyright cat like Kathy Hicks, folks. You copycat her. You can't go wrong. And guess what? Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. What do you think about sagging?
I hate it.
She hates it.
Absolutely hate it.
You heard it here, folks. She's a woman. She's a mother. She hates it. Pull your pants out. Who wants to see those BBDs? Or whatever the old things called. Go read a book. The views expressed schools on SFU's image of Wayne Township, Bendix High School, Giant 98.9. The Miles Really, the views of my guests. Until next week, I have something else going on. See you next week on School Talk.